Chapter 11. As we came back into the ship after the raid on the Skinnies, the raid in which Dizzy Flores bought it, Sergeant Jalal's first drop as platoon leader, a ship's gunner who was tending the boat lock spoke to me.
"How'd it go?"
"Routine," I answered briefly. I suppose his remark was friendly, but I was feeling very mixed up and in no mood to talk. Sad over Dizzy. Glad that we had made pickup anyhow. Mad that the pickup had been useless, and all of it tangled up with that washed out but happy feeling of being back in the ship again, able to muster arms and legs and note that they are all present. Besides, how can you talk about a drop to a man who has never made one?
"So?" he answered. "You guys have got it soft. Loaf 30 days, work 30 minutes. Me, I stand or watch in 3 and turn 2.
"Yeah, I guess so," I agreed and turned away. "Some of us are born lucky."
"Soldier, you ain't peddling vacuum," he said to my back.
And yet there was much truth in what the Navy gunner had said. We cap troopers are like aviators of the earlier mechanized wars. A long and busy military career could contain only a few hours of actual combat facing the enemy, the rest being train, get ready, go out, then come back, clean up the mess, get ready for another one, and practice, practice, practice in between. We didn't make another drop for almost 3 weeks, and that on a different planet around another star, a bug colony. Even with Cherenkov Drive, stars are far apart. In the meantime, I got my corporal stripes, nominated by Jelly and confirmed by Captain Della Dreyer in the absence of a commissioned officer of our own. Theoretically, the rank would not be permanent until approved against vacancy by the Fleet MI Repel Depple, but that meant nothing, as the casualty rate was such that there were always more vacancies in the TO than there were warm bodies to fill them. I was a corporal when Jelly said I was a corporal. The rest was red tape. But the gunner was not quite correct about loafing. There were 53 suits of powered armor to check, service and repair between each drop, not to mention weapons and special equipment. Sometimes Migliaccio would down-check a suit, Jelly would confirm it, and the ship's weapons engineer, Lieutenant Farley, would decide that he couldn't cure it short of base facilities, whereupon a new suit would have to be broken out of stores and brought from cold to hot, an exacting process requiring 26 man-hours, not counting the time of the man to whom it was being fitted.